The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm sure it's a coincidence that Earth Day is Vladimir Lenin's birthday. And I'm sure it's a coincidence that May Day is the big communist celebration day, and it's also one of the high occultic days in Europe. Of course, none of it is a coincidence. If you know real history, undisputed real history, it is the Jacobin movement of the Bavarian Illuminati that took over France later that has established everything we're now basically living under. It is the counterfeit Renaissance. It is the counter to the Enlightenment. It's the new Dark Age, packaged as the Enlightenment, just so everybody knows. And we've got Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, congressional advisor, you name it, joining us to break all this down. We may have the founder of the Weather Channel on today as well. He's been on before to talk about it here on Earth Day and some of the latest anti-human initiatives that are being carried out by these people. And then we also have ManCal contacted, Nico, my producer, this morning. I was wanting to get him on next week for a full hour to talk about the election. Syndicated radio host, Discovery Channel TV host, everybody knows ManCal. Smart guy. And he called Nico back this morning and said, well, let me pop in for 10 minutes this week and an hour next week. I want to talk about Prince, who I know was a frequent guest on his show, but I didn't know. I guess ManCal hadn't told me that Prince was a listener of the show and had actually talked about the broadcast. And it's not about, oh, we got talked about by Prince. Oh, wow, we're so big. It's that I don't really know any artist or celebrity that is off the reservation that isn't a listener. I mean, why wouldn't they be? It shows the solidarity out there when you know a Kurt Russell knows what's going on, or a Jeff Bridges, or a artist like Prince. But, I mean, it was obvious Prince knew what was going on. Years ago, he'd go on TV and talk about world government, the private Federal Reserve, we're all slaves, new world order, geoengineering, chemtrailing. By the way, Merle Haggard also just died a few weeks ago, as you know, and he complained about chemtrails and thought, it turns out, he had actually told newspapers that he thought it was giving him, he and others, respiratory problems. And by the way, both men were having respiratory problems. They thought he first had died of the flu. The other saying it could have been an overdose on medication he was taking for the flu and some other mystery illness. But regardless, obviously, it's a low probability that geoengineering chemicals outright killed these two guys. But it's killing plant life. It's hurting the earth. It's leading to all sorts of problems with people's lungs. I mean, that's coming out in the news. And then mainstream media acts like we're crazy and says there's no chemtrailing going on. And they go, silly, that's ice crystals. Yeah, I know. And you only get condensation trails in the winter, generally anywhere below 10,000 feet. In the summer, it's got to be up 20,000, 30,000 feet. I see jets fly over at 5,000, 10,000 feet in July and leave these big trails that sit there for an hour. And then expand into this rainbow chemical haze. And then I've got thousands of patents, thousands. And they gave a guy a Nobel Prize in 92. You can look this up. I forget his name. Some top scientist, meteorologist, who proposed adding barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the jet fuel. And that it would then be aerosolized and turned into particula through the jet engine. So the airlines, except for the top executives, don't even know about this. It's done by government mandate, like putting fluoride in the water. Or in the old days, when they cared about us, iodine in the salt. It's going on, and it's multifaceted, and they admit they're doing it. They just say the details are secret. I mean, in 1979, a global treaty was signed, including by the U.S., to limit weather weapons and aerosol spraying. It's going on, okay? And the point is, Prince and Merle Haggard were worried about it, so we should bring it up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Weeks flash by like the twinkle in your child's eye. It's Friday, the 22nd day of April 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 4 hours, as we are weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then I will return live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. There is so much, again, incredibly important news today that I want to break down. We will be covering Earth Day, that has been established as a world government, anti-human, eugenics holiday by the UN, celebrating, of course, Vladimir Lenin's birthday of the same day. And we will be looking at that with Mark Moreno today and a lot more. Also, did the chemtrail flu kill Prince and Merle Haggard? We asked that question yesterday. We're going to go through it because both men were concerned about respiratory issues dealing with the consistent, ongoing geoengineering programs using aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and then other radioactive isotopes. And that's declassified, that's going on. The specifics are still secret. And they have lots of folks on InfoWars.com and our article making fun of me saying, those are ice crystals, Alex. Yes, I know that aircraft up at a certain altitude, that the leading edge of the wings goes through the atmosphere and creates nuclei or concentrates water vapor, and then that freezes. And then the ice crystals disappear in about 30 seconds to a minute. When I was about 2 years old, one of my earliest memories is my father describing what those lines in the sky were. Starting in the early 90s, they began to stay in the air for hours and form giant cloud banks. And NASA came out and said, the Earth is 20% darker about 16 years ago. Then they said it's 30% darker. And they said persistent condensation trails are dimming the Earth. That's BBC. I mean, just type in. Jet travel is making atmosphere darker. And it's artificial pollution added to the jet fuel, aerosolized through the jet engines. And we have the patents. There are hundreds on how to put it through the engines and how to have the fuel work better with the additives. And the secret government subsidy programs that are admitted to be $5 billion a year to the Department of Energy alone for the fuel additive. $5 billion in one program of spray cost. Just like we knew, there was nothing secret. Oh, Smithsonian.com. Oh, airplane contrails may be creating accidental geoengineering. That was last year. Ladies and gentlemen, the Council on Foreign Relations came out 6 years ago and admitted they're chemtrailing everybody and said it's for your own good. Shut up. 3 years ago, they came out with a headline, Why We Need Al-Qaeda in Syria and How Good Al-Qaeda Is. The military didn't go along with this. They changed the name to ISIS. You're like, what's that have to do with chemtrailing? They play these games. They've got programs much bigger than the Manhattan Project going on all over the place. Just what we know of is so freakish, I can't even believe it. And then I cut special reports showing scores of mainstream articles now admitting they're spraying us. High school textbooks admit they're adding it to jet fuel and that they're, quote, saving the Earth from global warming with it because they know they got the younger generation. But to the older one, they go, oh, that doesn't exist. Just like Obamacare doesn't have death panels and doesn't increase your prices. And, of course, now they admit it does. It's all just screw jobs. So we're going to play that Prince clip coming up. There's a couple of them where he talked about geoengineering and chemtrails and the Federal Reserve and all the rest of it. I talked about this yesterday within hours. There are a bunch of mainstream news articles making fun of me going, Alex Jones claims Prince thought this and Prince thought that. All I was doing was pointing out what he already said. But they didn't want people that were fans of him because he had so many hundreds of millions of fans around the world to actually look into what he discussed. So they just say it isn't true. That's how they deceive. Kind of like Ted Cruz going, I'm winning the popular vote. Democracy has spoken. I am winning. People voted in Colorado. People voted in all these states. I won 100%. And finally, Sean Hannity goes, no, you didn't. Stop saying that. My audience isn't buying it. And Hannity's kind of saying, man, you're on all the time. I've had you on more than anybody. Actually, he goes, I like you, but stop it. My audience is getting really mad. He's telling him, Cruz, it ain't selling. Stop it. That's the level of craziness that this has now reached. Can you believe that kook, Matt Drudge? Yeah, he said we should have voters in elections. Oh, yeah. But you notice that sales job in the last 3 weeks didn't work, so now the media is backtracking. Well, Rince Priebus, I have the clip, went on TV last night and actually said, oh, it doesn't matter now that he's going to get the 237 or the 1237 delegates, the 1,237 delegates he needs to not be able to be blocked or to have a second vote on the delegates. We're just going to change the rules anyways. And he sits there with that con artist grin on his face going, of course you don't vote. What, you think this is a free country? That's why I make the joke that soon they'll say, conspiracy theorists claim that women once breastfed or gave vaginal birth. But it's almost getting to that point now where we sent Biggs out on the street yesterday, we're going to play this, and talk to people about getting rid of genders in bathrooms so men can go in women's bathrooms and vice versa, and how undoubtedly perverts, there's always been a big pervert problem, you know, with a small minority of folks going into women's bathrooms and perving out. That's well known. They had to station cops outside some areas where they start doing it. I mean, it's in the news. Now they can legally do it. And so your new right is to be a perv. And people are telling Biggs, hey, man, get with the program. It's 2016, buddy. We're told what to eat by Michelle Obama. We're told how to speak by the media. We're being taught how to be good little slaves. So that's coming up. And Chelsea Clinton, the video's on Infowars.com, says gun control opportunity on Supreme Court with Scalia gone. That's right. Now that Scalia's gone, we can enact gun control. And see, my brain doesn't just look at one article and then not connect the dots. You know they announced within hours of Prince being found dead yesterday that they would do a full autopsy. But with Antonin Scalia, the one man holding back open borders, gun confiscation, world government, WTO control of our country, UNESCO control, UN offices being set up in every major city to control local government in Strong Cities Initiative, Schwarzenegger quarterbacking it. He didn't get an autopsy. And then we had reporters on this show, like Wayne Madsen and Joe Biggs and others, so smart, so tuned in, so dialed into their sixth sense, that they both came on and said, this looks like Bohemian Grove meets The Shining. We smell Dick Cheney. We think this is a secret society operation. And then a month later, the Washington Post admitted that they're doing secret society rituals as a spinoff of Bohemian Grove there. Now, you want to talk about reporters that are smart. But see, here's the deal. We're on their tail. This is what we do. We understand what we're facing. I mean, they had paintings and sculptures of the devil eating small children and devil masks by the hundreds everywhere. Voodoo stuff, folks. Not Day of the Dead stuff, not Halloween stuff. They had hardcore voodoo Santeria stuff everywhere. And images of little children being murdered, being eaten by demons. And we're like, whoa, this is like secret society. This is satanic. So I guess, I mean, in a way I'm saying they're savvy, but it's right in your face. But they said, like Bohemian Grove, boom, 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 Bohemian Grove satellite, boom, run by black ops, boom, right as usual. Geopolitical world government books everywhere by Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, you name it. No autopsy for Antonin Scalia, but for Prince, there'll be an autopsy. Nothing to see here. Move along, move along, move along. So that's just some of what we're going to be breaking down here on Earth Day. Mark Morano is going to be joining us. Man Cow's popping in at the bottom of the hour because he was friends with Prince, well, the few radio shows that Prince would go on. And he wants to come on and talk about the fact that Prince was aware of the New World Order and would talk about it on Man Cow's show. And Man Cow's trying to dig around to find, it's hard when you got all these hour-long interviews, you know, to find right where they're saying it, but it's interesting. I wish I'd answered the phone when a few months ago when the Man Cow and Jeff Bridges called me up. Jeff Bridges wanted to talk. I still haven't even gotten around to trying to call Bridges. I'm going to do it. I almost feel like this psychological block to never call celebrities. It's weird. It's just, because if celebrities are awake to the New World Order, then they can be very, very useful, and they know that, towards waking people up. I mean, I love Kurt Russell. But I don't just like somebody because they're a celebrity. I have to like them. I like their acting. Love Kurt Russell. Love the dude. Love Jeff Bridges. Love Bruce Willis. And it turns out they're all listeners. It's really cool. It's like everybody I like thinks like me. And then everybody I hate and can't stand to watch is a globalist piece of trash. It just figures. Clint Eastwood. Love Clint Eastwood. He's aware of what's going on. I know he listens to one of our affiliates and was told Zwirling, the owner, that he listens to some of the shows. He hasn't specifically said mine, but I'm a big fan of probably the greatest actor ever, Clint Eastwood. But I'm digressing. We have big fish to fry and serious issues to cover. And the woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. I know he did call in on Michael Savage once, and he confirmed it. So he is a listener to Michael Savage. So that's good right there. Lawmakers, optimistic, secret 911 pages will soon see release. State Department ran off and stole the documents to cover up for Hillary on Benghazi. That's now been admitted. I mean, wow. It's all coming up.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
About his experiences with Prince, interviews he has, he's going to be getting to us soon, where Prince talked about world government, the New World Order. I think that's really important to understand that he was an evil conspiracy theorist who questioned the known liars that are attempting to swallow up all of humanity into their technotronic eugenics-based slave pit. So he'll pop in for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to segue off into a whole bunch of news. Obama is over in England at Her Britannic Majesty's Palace last night and today, having lavish meals, celebrating her birthday. Happy belated birthday, Your Majesty. Obama lunches with the Queen as storm over Britain exiting the euro rages. As the Queen turns 90, report values British monarchy at $84 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, her cousin, Queen Beatrix, who abdicated a few years ago to the new king, her son, owns Dutch Royal Shell and BP with her. Her assets, the Dutch Queen, are a state secret, but are estimated to be in the tens of trillions. And they're junior to their cousins, the Transylvanian Crown. And I don't just say that for effect, folks. Look it up. See, truth's always 10 times stranger than anything you can make up. Prince Charles basically lives in Transylvania now. Totally insane. He's actually moved into Dracula Castle. I'm not making it up. And he looks just like him. And he points out, look at the painting of Count Dracula. I look just like him. And this is the original progenitors who then took over Germania and then took over England. It's amazing. But I'm digressing. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Chelsea Clinton coming after the guns. We're going to get into political correctness now coming out of the closet and saying, look, we're just here to arrest you if you use the wrong words. That's all being announced. It's all coming up. And a key video that ties us all together. Man attacked, left for dead, run over by a cab. Cab didn't even stop. Bystanders do nothing. These are true zombies, and it's happening all over the world now, where they don't help a woman being raped in front of everyone, or people, someone's choking and no one helps them and they die, and they just chirp 911, 911, and call it. I've seen it myself. And they think it's cool that they don't care about anybody. Soft, greedy, petulant, weak, evil people. And they are becoming the majority, and they will see us, the producers, as food. Now, I have a couple of really exciting announcements here. I bought for myself and my family and others some of the obnoxious ultra redneck, the type of hats Grandpa would wear when he went fishing, Make America Great Again hats. And they're made in America. Well, we've come out with a variant that I believe is better, and it's Make America Free Again. We have it in camouflage with orange lettering. Infowars.com, help support the InfoWar and get the word out. And we have it in the obnoxious royal blue on white, and we have it in the super ultra redneck fire engine red. And then on the back, it says Infowars.com with a coiled snake. And I think Make America Great Again is fantastic. It's wonderful, and I admire the taste and the hats. And so the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. But these are not a ripoff of the Trump hats because they're made in America. They're high quality. They're very similar, but it's different language. Make America Free Again, and then Infowars.com and the Gadsden snake on the back. So you see about 10% of the folks at Trump rallies are wearing our Hillary for Prison shirts and other things like that, and Trump gets really excited when he sees it. So I'd like to see him pick up the Make America Free Again so America can be great again. And these hats just came in a limited run, and they're made in America because of all the tariffs and all the regulations and all the garbage. You know, these babies cost us like 14 smackers a piece of the highest quality Make them in America. So they're $29.95. Same price Trump sells his hats for. And I know why. Because you've got to have a profit to run your operation. And just like you buy Trump's hats and T-shirts that are excellent, and I have, to help fund his campaign, you should. Help fund our information warfare operation and get these hats that will never go out of season and never go out of style. Make America free again. Infowars.com. And the Hillary shirts say Hillary for Prison 2016. On the back, it says legalize freedom. In red, Infowars.com. And your purchase of the apparel makes everything we do here possible, the nutraceuticals as well. By the way, there are big studies out. It's even in Scientific American, you name it. I can't believe they're even admitting the truth, that vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to schizophrenia, mental illness, autism, and so much more. How many times have we told you that? And they admit it's absorption in the gut. That's why you've got to get it sublingually. Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs.
We don't normally cover a lot of entertainment news, unless it's to analyze different messages that are in that news that deal with human liberty and freedom. But really, I should spend more time on it. We're starting to do that, analyzing popular culture, because more than 80% of propaganda and globalist brainwashing is going on in the popular media, in the fictional media. Now, in some cases, people like Chris Carter comes out, you know, in magazine interviews, and we've talked to him now. I'm going to go out there and meet him soon. Been too busy to. And he's like, no, I like Alex Jones. I think world government is a threat. And I think what he talks about is really true. And I base our new, you know, episodes basically on his research, mixed in with space aliens. So there is a point at which we become so successful in the fight against the globalists, and we show the proof of what they're doing, that folks that have been in the establishment but not part of the agenda are going to start really trying to help empower and awaken humanity. And that's happening. And the sheer numbers of people in Hollywood, which is the dominant culture driver of the world, the sheer numbers of people who are libertarian or who are pro-human or who are anti-New World Order or conservative is huge. A lot of the people that claim they're liberal on the surface go to these secret meetings. And the London Guardian has a big headline about it today, that this big secret society of conservatives that I know Mancow's actually been part of is dissolving right now because people are so scared they're being penetrated, they're being infiltrated. In America, you've got to be in a secret society to be Christian or libertarian or conservative. But Kurt Russell came out and said, look, I'm just 1776. I'm Renaissance. I'm Americana. I'm not conservative. I'm not liberal. And it's the same thing out of Jeff Bridges or so many other people that folks like Mancow, because he does focus on entertainment half the time, has known over the years. So it's always interesting, all the people that Mancow's gotten on. He tells me, hey, Billy Corgan's a big listener. Now, the last 6-7 years, he's been on a lot. We're good friends. We've all hung out together here in town. It just goes on and on that every time Mancow tells me somebody's awake, but he goes, but you can't tell anybody, it's private. And then later the person comes out, not out of the closet as being gay, but out of the closet as not wanting to turn their guns in or not, you know, wanting to ban the word mother or father. And Prince, seen as liberal in a lot of ways, was aware of the New World Order, the Federal Reserve. He was on Tavis Smiley's show. He talked about it. But there are a bunch of interviews with Mancow where he talked about a lot of it. Mancow.com, of course, syndicated TV host, radio host, Discovery Channel shows, you name it. He syndicated out of the Loop there in Chicago, 97.9. And I want to get him on for a full hour to cover the waterfront. But he said, well, I can't do that today, but I want to pop in about Prince and what he was saying about InfoWars, which is, again, not to puff this show up, but to say, see how popular our perspective on the world is, because it's so accurate. I've had medical doctors and scientists on for over a decade saying vitamin B12 deficiencies in the gut and nutrient upload in the gut caused by biological reactions with vaccines is linked to autism, schizophrenia, and rising mental illness. That's in major scientific journals today. I'm going to be covering later. Low B12 seen in aging, autism, and schizophrenia. Decreased brain levels of vitamin B12 in aging, autism, and schizophrenia. Major studies. I'm going to be showing you this. The point is, this stuff's already all known. There's an admitted giant geoengineering program going on. The White House science czar wrote a book in 1974 admitting they put fluoride in the water to lower your fertility and brain damage you. It just makes most people stupid and docile. But folks that weren't going to be real smart, it makes you retarded. But they go, oh, don't use the word retarded. That's hateful. But let us make you mentally retarded. See how political correctness works? So Mancow joins us. Then we're going to get into lawmakers' optimistic secret 9/11 pages will soon see release, which shows our government stood down and that Saudi Arabia was running at least decoy hijackers and was putting money in their accounts to fund them all over the U.S., something I told you 15 years ago. Vindicated again. And I'm not up here bragging. Remember, Mancow was on last time. He goes, it's now admitted, giant blimps are government-run and are crashing all over the place. Folks, in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, they funded over $80 billion over the next 4 years to put in giant NSA snooping hubs in every system of the U.S. to track you. The funding to put it in was all public. I had whistleblowers on. That's what's so frustrating is I'm not psychic, okay? They admit this is the plan. And once they get the grid in, they're going to up the soft kill and really start killing everybody. So if you want to die young of cancer or die young of Alzheimer's or have a bunch of autistic kids, don't listen to me. Now, Eric Mancow Mueller, in his own right, has exposed a lot of this over the years as well. So he's just tooting my horn when he gives us credit. He's one of the other hosts that has been willing to talk about a lot of these issues and discuss it. And he's somebody that I think knows more celebrities than anybody else out there because he's been syndicated all over the country and been out in California when his career first launched to being one of the top shows in the country, even rivaling Howard Stern. So he joins us now. Mancow, always great to have you here with us, my friend. Really sad news about Prince.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm walking through the streets of Chicago right now, my brother. I did replay where you talked about the blimps on my show, and I laughed at you and I mocked you. And I can't apologize enough. I was wrong about so much. You're look, you're so cutting edge. You're so ahead of time. The stuff you say that sounds crazy today, in 5, 10 years, everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, it becomes common knowledge. But you release these things, and it's the truth. It's just amazing. I have a lot to tell you today. First of all, I believe – let me just go through a few quick things. I think Zika's setting us up for something. They're creating a lot of fear with Zika. I know you'll cover it on your show. I believe getting us ready for voterless elections, and they'll try out Zika to take our attention away from our freedoms being robbed. I went to see a Journey show, and Robert Fleischman, who wrote Wheel in the Sky, he's their original lead singer, is absolutely a huge fan of yours and told me some interesting stuff, wanted me to reveal the hologram universe we're living in. We don't have time for that now. But my big surprise for you has been ruined.
How is that?
Well, I told you about Billy, the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins, and I think he's one of the people that's dialed in. He's seen behind the curtain, and I'm talking stuff like, kind of like what you would see. I imagine the way it's been described to me, like Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut. Prince also talked to me about some of these parties. You call it the Illuminati, you call it the secret societies, the satanic blood stuff. People wonder why Prince dropped out, and I believe it's because he was frightened of these entities, these things like Beyonce and Jay-Z and all the others. You know, some people are not willing to sell their soul, and I think Prince began to shy away from that. So 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Prince came and wanted to see me and wanted to see my studio. We did not have an extensive conversation. He did talk a lot to the girls, the beautiful women around me. He did talk a lot to the girls. He did eat food off our craft services table. People had brought in food for us. I was shocked. He kind of hung out and talked to everybody with me. It was pretty much he looked around the studio, looked at my equipment, was sizing me up. I didn't know if he wanted to do a TV show with me. I didn't know what it was about. But I spoke with him about getting him on your show, and he said he would do your show. What we talked about and what he was fascinated with, and he said, you know, you and Alex Jones are the only ones to talk about it, is the chemtrails, the loss of freedoms through you know, the music and everything else. He believed that everything was going to go digital, music, everything, so that if you irritated the people in control, they just delete you with a push of a button. And
well, I remember when you said you know, you talked to Prince and he was a listener, and I'm like, well, I think we tried to reach out to him, but that guy's got so many people around him, hard to get to. But
right.
These guys need to speak out before their untimely deaths. I tell you, it's very, very sad. But notice he's getting an autopsy, but the Supreme Court Justice, Antonin Scalia, isn't. And now we've got Chelsea Clinton video we're going to play in a moment, Man Cow, who says that now he's out of the way, they can get our guns.
Alex, I have a lot. I want to say something, and I've been talking about this for years. My friend Andrew Breitbart and I, and you were to be part of that show, as you remember. In fact, we recorded a segment for Fox. Andrew Breitbart was going to do a segment. I'm talking Breitbart and all these other things that he started, you know, the Arianna Huffingtons, all these other people that he puffed up on the Internet. And, you know, you would watch Glenn Beck, and all he was doing was reading Breitbart. But Breitbart and I were working on a TV show, and he was going to do a thing on Fox News Channel, and he was going to do a segment called Future News, and he told me that he had video that would bring down Obama, blah, blah, blah. Hours before he was going to release it on my show and nationwide, worldwide, he was found dead. And they announced it immediately. Alex, I've been doing this since 1984, 85. Okay, I've been doing this for a while. I've never seen anything like it. Michael Jackson, whoever, you know, Amy Winehouse. Don't jump to conclusions. We don't know if it was drugs. Wait a minute, what? I've never seen anything like it. When Andrew Breitbart died, they said dead of natural causes.
Within 30 minutes of him being announced that he was dead, they said natural causes. And now with Scalia, they announced, right, hey, he's dead, natural causes, no autopsy.
Yeah. Listen. And then people like me and you demanded an autopsy of Andrew Breitbart. And what happened? As the coroner was ready to give the notice,
he died.
The information, he was murdered. So I just find it interesting that as this artist, Prince, and I didn't love all of his music, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not really my genre, but 57 years old, he's talking about chemtrails, he's talking about how they're manipulating our water, how they're turning us into weaklings, how they're numbing us, how they're dumbing us down, how they're turning us into sheeple. Isn't it interesting that as he comes public, as he shows up on my studio and talks to me and mentions, he gets a lot of his information from Alex Jones, as all of this is happening, he's dead.
Wow.
Some people are telling me they think he was murdered. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how much of this I can get into. And why don't you talk about what Billy's said on your show so I don't – his memories all blur what he's told me privately.
Well, my big surprise was I believed I was going to – you know, Chris came on my show, very quiet, very diminutive, a very intelligent guy, very smart. You know, these guys, they're the image is created, you understand. I mean, I also interviewed Kurt Cobain, and, you know, he was an artist. He was tortured. He was all this uh-uh. It was all by design. It was an act. It was an act. He wanted to sell records. He created that image to sell records, that image of not caring. These, you know, Prince, it was an act. It was an act. He borrowed it from James Brown and Little Richard and others, but a great artist. What particularly do you want to talk about what Billy said?
Well, and the problem is, you know, stuff all mixes together. What's in confidence, what's private, and then I confirmed a lot of stuff he told me from other high-level people. And it's just crazy how the elite really want to have top rock stars and rappers and other people into their meetings. And this type of stuff, you know, I've been invited not just to speak at Oxford and Cambridge. And then I was told, oh, you've been offered that? That's really the cover for this by a high-level person in Hollywood. And then sure enough, it did happen. And I've been invited to basically go over and be a, I mean, eyes wide shut type stuff with real elites, you know. And the listeners are hearing this, and they're going, oh, yeah, really? No, folks, this is real. That's why Vivian Kubrick, who was the protege of Stanley Kubrick, gave me the only interview she's given in 15 years about all this. And she knew the stuff I'd been through. It was Leanne was there. We were at dinner, and she was literally got down on her knees in front of me. And I was like, what are you doing? She goes, no, listen. She started telling me all this stuff that no one would know. And I can't even get into it all. I just wish the public knew what was really going on.
Alex, I want to tell you something. Eyes Wide Shut, brother. That movie reveals a lot. Eyes Wide Shut by Kubrick. It's an awful movie, but these parties do happen. Prince talked about these parties, not just with me, but elsewhere. And are you willing? And you know, look, there's a great drug that my listeners have and your listeners have. And Alex, hell, you had it and I had it. And that drug is, if we only had fame or we only had money or we only had this or that, we'd be happy. And I know, Alex, I know the battles that you've had in your life. But this drug we have sold people, this idea that fame will cure them. And so I understand that people are literally willing to sell their soul for it. You and I haven't. And I want to tell you that Billy hasn't. There's a reason. How about this guy that fills stadiums and sells millions and millions of recordings, and yet they press lesser stars than Billy? Why was he promoted? Because he wouldn't sell out. Why did Prince disappear? Because he wouldn't sell. He wouldn't give them his master tapes, right? What about me and you? Where we do these shows? I'm reaching, you know, 2-3 million people. You're probably reaching more than that. And yet all we hear about is Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow, who has, you know, a couple hundred thousand people.
Because it's all part of the facade. But I mean, getting back to that,
we're not willing to sell out to the agenda. And if you don't do the agenda, you don't get promoted. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't even want to. Speaking of Breitbart, I mean, folks at that level now go around in disguises and things. People don't know all this just so they're not known and seen in public because they're getting followed around 24/7. And I don't want to get up here and whine about this stuff to people. They just don't know how real it is till they've experienced it. And I know the circles you've been in, you've experienced even more of this than I have. But I was talking to just even Mark Geis when they were getting ready to give him a national TV show.
Oh, he's awesome.
With you know, some of the folks from Motley Crue. He's in the meeting, and the head producer, not with Motley Crue, but with his big TV network, goes, listen, Mark, what's wrong with the devil? What's wrong with Satan? And starts praising Lucifer and asking him to join with Lucifer. And the guy was in a religious experience trying to sell him on it. And people just don't understand. They don't know what happens next level. And you've got all these shows where Lucifer's this sweet guy out in L.A., you know, on TV now, and he loves everybody. I mean, these people are really trying to bring in this satanic takeover. And you look at Lady Gaga has to have bodyguards around her at night because she's terrorized by demons and ghosts and screaming and yelling and flopping around. Kesha, all these people have become just conduits of interdimensional evil, whatever you want to call it. It is insane. And every Super Bowl and every big award show is turned into some type of huge Babylonian witchcraft event. What do you think this is all about, man, Cal?
Alex, I know exactly what it's about. And I want to tell you something, brother. You say interdimensional. And I had on John Anderson, the brilliant voice of Yes, who has the ability, he says, to see into the fourth dimension. And look, you know, whatever you want to, you can go the science route, you can go the biblical route. As we touch that quickly, I do want to say that Chris Carter did confirm that the character of Joel was based on you in the last incarnation. I thought it was wonderful of X-Files. He told me that was you. He told me that on the radio. So I have tape. I have proof.
Well, no, I mean, it's not even a big deal. I mean, he said it in a bunch of newspaper articles, and the media said I was running a hoax.
Wait. Let's get back to this. Why do all these artists go broke, the entourage? Why are they up all the time? Why do they not have mirrors? If you talk to anyone who does this interdimensional demonic stuff, they conjure faces and they are given their marching orders and speak to people or creatures, whatever it is, goat-headed figures, and I've heard all kinds of
things.
Oh,
that's what it is. Skip the break.
And they don't have mirrors. They can't sleep. They're terrified. Now, think about how much fame would you like? Not you, Alex, just everybody. How much fame? How much money would you like? Would you want to be Prince, who was terrified, who was locked away in Paisley Park in Minnesota? He couldn't get away from those people. Would you like to be Michael Jackson? Would you like to be Elvis? You know, when these people get everything, what do they want to do? They want to get away from it. But this is what they're selling us. This is every TV show aimed at our kids, Alex. This is every message.
I know. Look, I've had a point blank since I was about 13. I've had these people try to recruit me, and it is they are so unhappy. Why on earth would I ever want to work with these people?
But Alex, look, if you want wealth and you want fame, and you haven't had a background of any kind of anything, you know, I love these parents today in 2016 that say, well, I'm not going to pick religion. I'll let the kids pick. Oh, they're going to pick. They're going to pick.
You're letting the system pick. Let me bring this up back to Prince.
Yeah.
So you're saying this wasn't even too long ago he wanted to reach out and come on my show.
It was 3 years ago.
Everybody wants to hear tidbits of this specifically. What did he say about the New World Order? What did he say about different issues?
I had a TV show off Michigan Avenue. He came in. He put his fingers together like he was praying and put his fingers on his chin and looked at my equipment, looked at the ceiling, looked me up and down, looked around. This went on for quite some time. When we finally had some time, he was very quiet. And he said that, you know, you and Alex Jones are the only ones that are telling it like it is. And he did talk about some parties that he had been to that were, you know, like you said, you can say satanic, you can say Babylonian, however you want to label it. And I've been to these parties. We've talked about on this show before. Full-on satanic stuff, man. And, you know, it's uncloaking. It's not even – I mean, I'm acting like this is some big story. Does anybody doubt it? Evil is uncloaking. Devil's advocate. We need a good – you know, that used to be something. Devil's advocate. Evil doesn't need an advocate. Everybody's the devil's advocate now. Somebody needs to be an advocate for good. Okay, so he, you know, he wanted to talk – I had done a piece on the History Channel about fluoride he had seen. He wanted to talk about, you and I have talked about this a lot, the poison in the water that's dumbing us down. Folks, get a water filter. Prince was a big believer in that. And even that, it will seep in through your skin through showers, he felt.
Of course it is.
It was all about neutering us. It was all about dumbing us down. It's all by design. Why don't we get upset? Prince talked about seeing these chemtrails. I've seen it in Chicago, and I've been laughed at. And mock.
By the way, let me play a clip because, I mean, mainstream media will say we made this up. Let's play him on Tavis Smiley a few years ago, 5 years ago. Prince, rare interview, talking about the geoengineering going on chemtrails. Here it is.
What he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever.
And that's Prince talking about Dick Gregory. He's been a guest many times on the show talking about geoengineering, social engineering, the fluoride in the water,
name
it.
Hey, Alex.
Hmm?
I did remember something listening to that. Something I remember that he said. And I've heard this a lot, and I've said it to you, and maybe I shouldn't put this out there, but brother, I got to be very careful here for both of us. But he did give me a warning for you and for me. He felt that you and I should be very, very careful.
I remember you said you talked to Prince, but you couldn't tell me what, and we should try to get him on, but it never happened, I guess. Well, I guess he came over to your show, but didn't get into all this.
But you're messing with dangerous stuff here, brother. And remember this, as in the times of Noah, and this is it's snowballing now. It's gathering. It's rolling. It's getting worse, isn't it?
Did you hear the song Merle Haggard did just a few years ago called What I Hate? And it's all about chemtrails.
Yeah, but of course, if you and I talk about that, I mean, I can tell you in I saw it in San Francisco, and I've seen it in Chicago numerous times. The planes crisscross, the cars get all sticky. I've had it analyzed. We know what it is. They're dropping chemicals, and look at Chicago right now. Look at the taxes. Look at the murder, Matt. Do you know that where I live, Cook County, is the number one place in North America that people want to leave?
You already had the highest crime rate in the world. It doubled in the last year.
Yeah. No, everybody's docile. Why? Because when it gets hot and people start getting angry about the state of things, they fly over and drop these chemicals on us. And then everybody walks around for the next week or two. I've seen it. It's just what Prince was saying. And then everybody walks around like they're walkers from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, the Sunshine Project about 16 years ago got a declassified document on the Marines' preparation with choppers to gas whole cities. Yeah,
we have more estrogen in our water in Chicago than they have in pills for women in birth control pills. And I had on the person in charge of this from the city, and I said, "What's that?" Oh, women are flushing their pills. But yeah, well, when women don't use their pills, they flush them. You know.
But then they did a study, even AP admitted it's much higher than even what runoff could cause, and they found it's a base Prozac chemical, a base estrogen chemical. It's like an industrial level, and the White House science art admits it. Well, Prince is gone, but there is a global awakening taking place, and I hope to come on next week for a full hour and take calls, get into the election, and everything else that's coming up, mancow.com. I guess we've got to work harder and actually try to get these celebrities on the show.
My first thought when I heard his death was I'd let you down because I was working behind the scenes to get him on, and I promised you that. And
hey, what about Jeff Bridges? I wish I wouldn't have missed the call that night. You guys were together. I haven't even tried to get him on. But
I'm going to be seeing Bo Bridges here shortly. In fact, I think I may be seeing him tomorrow night. Bo is a family friend, I'll work on that as well. Look,
Well, obviously, brother, how about we both fly, get on a plane, let's fly out and interview Bridges, and let's do Kurt Russell while we're at it, and Chris Carter. Let's just line them all up like Big Lebowski and knock those pens down.
Let's do it. I've got another biggie for you soon. I'm working on it. But
tell us now.
Well, no, I know what you're saying. No, but brother, these are look at Gary Oldman. Look at some of these people. The minute you come out and say, when you see behind the curtain, if you tell people, half of them are going to mock you, and the other half are going to try to
defend
you.
I think that's changing, man. Oh, Merle Haggard.
Looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
That's right. Merle Haggard was awake. Prince was awake. Everybody else seems to be awake. David Bowie, you knew him pretty good. 30 seconds. Any tidbits on David Bowie?
Bowie, I believe Bowie got illegal fetal cells injected into his face. He did not seem to age. I believe he's going to Europe. I believe it's the same thing that the Queen of England does with the
stem
cells.
You said this before he died. You said he looked like a vampire. He looked so good.
Yeah. But, I mean, the same thing with the Queen of England. These people are getting blood transfusions, genetic manipulation, and they're doing
a lot of work. Hold on, we're going to break. Do five more. Man Cow, stay with us.
With fetal cells. Okay.
What I love is someone.